The views and opinions expressed by hosts and guests on Patriots with Grit do not necessarily reflect those of Patriots with Grit LLC, its founders, and owners.
Get ready for truth bombs and guidance from conservative leaders and entrepreneurs, from God-fearing, freedom-loving, truth-telling, patriotic Americans. Welcome to Patriots with Grit. Now let's jump into today's episode with your host, Darren Ross.
Well, Randy, if you're like most of our audience and listeners, it seems like over the last few years, we're finally starting to figure out how we've been lied to and conned and tricked by Hollywood, by the media, by TV, the movies. It seems like everything we've been taught is absolutely fake. What do you think?
Well, we can't trust Hollywood anymore, so now we can trust the independent documentary filmmakers.
And I'm not sure even sports is on the up and up. Today, we have an awesome documentary filmmaker here, independent filmmaker out of the great state of California. He's the producer of several independent films and documentaries, Malian 15, Fluvid 19, and the new one that's coming out here in just a few months called Old World Order. We're going to be right back today with our awesome guest today, Sean Hibbler from Hibbler Productions.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98. Or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Sean Hibbler, thanks so much, my friend, for being here today with Patriots with Grit. I tell you what, I just ran onto you just a few weeks ago. I was actually working in one of our barns at the farm pulling nails, Randy.
And who
I
was there?
I was pulling nails, and I actually had a podcast on listening. And I'm like, well, that sounds kind of interesting. So I hit Sean up on his web form and started digging in, looking at some of his films that he's created, and they're absolutely fantastic. I mean, over the last couple of months, the last couple of years, all I've watched pretty much is documentaries.
Yeah. Hardly watch regular
and,
TV.
It's just amazing all the things that they expose and the truth that they bring out. Sean, talk to us a little bit about your background and how you got into producing independent films and what drives your passion every day to expose truth out there to the American people?
Sure. Thank you for having me, guys. Thanks to your wonderful audience. For me, you know, I grew up in Chicago, born and raised, and, you know, I was never really into movies as a kid or, you know, Star Wars type stuff. I had Michael Jordan. Okay. So that was it. That's all I needed as a kid was Jordan. So I was addicted to sports growing up. I always wanted to get into the highlight reel section, the Sports Center. I'm like, I'm going to be on that station one day because they suck. I used to look at their highlight videos. I'm like, it's not even on beat. Like, what are they doing? So I always had these goals of just doing what I needed to do to get there. And I did. I worked for a little independent, smaller ESPN wannabe type companies doing their highlights, their reels, and even their script. I would do some scripts once in a while. That was boring, but you know, someone passes to someone touchdown, like boring, but I did it. It was money. It was income. And then I woke up, you know, my mom passed away from cancer, 2014. I went in a rabbit hole of cancer and why it kills us and what the heck just happened to my mom. You know, it's like, I'm digging. And back then on YouTube, they'd give you related videos. A related video of a guy named Eric Dubé kept popping up. Cause he had plant-based videos and stuff, you know, different information on health. And, you know, and all of a sudden here's one that says 200 proofs the Earth's not a globe. And I go, what? I go, what the heck? What does that even mean? And I kind of just ignored it for a while. And then eventually it's like, just kept staring at me. Like my mom was like, watch that. And it just kept, it was always there. And I'm like, what is this? You know, I watch it and it's like, hold on. This is half the stuff my mom, when I was little, would tell me. And I used to just write off like, okay, mom. And so at that moment is when Hibbler Productions started. Once I had my awakening on the lies of where we live, and then it goes from there, I just go, how can I continue to put my energy, my passion, my skill into sports now? I had no passion. I had no I mean, I lost paychecks that week. I just couldn't sleep. And I'm like, I don't even, I'm not even calling anyone back. My world just changed. My eyes are open. I have to do something here. And I put together, I don't know, it took 9 months back then on that old laptop, but I put together my first short video 2015. I released it in 2016 though, but 2015 called Truth Does Not Fear Investigation. And I basically just went at NASA. I just went at them. I started looking at the stuff that these flat earthers back then were saying. And I started contacting them, getting more involved, figuring out what I can do. And, you know, the rest is history, really. The feedback from the audience, the awakening itself in 2014, 2015, 2016, it kept going and going and going. I was right there in the beginning stages of this big wave. I mean, there was a little wave after 9/11, but this was a big wave for me. And I could see it everywhere, and people want to talk about this stuff. And then you see the people get triggered when you question their model, right? It's like you question that globe, and they're they don't want to let go of their ball. So I noticed the cognitive dissonance right away, and I'm like, oh my God, everyone's so disconnected. Like, why can't we just have this conversation and figure this out? Like, you want to just default to authority and the government. I get that. It's what we're used to. It's what we're taught how to do. But I'm not doing that anymore. You know, they took my mom out. You know, right. Cancer is not something that, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, random. No. It's the foods we eat. It's the water we drink. It's the cow milk we ingest. We're not a fucking cow. It's just the point. It's just the point of, well, do what you want to do in life. But it's the point of, these are tactics that the rulers that be set up for us to live our lives this way, to die of cancer. That's the way our system is operating now, especially with the radiation. So, it was a part of my awakening, my mom's death. And unfortunately, that's what it took. But I know her. She would do it again if I could do what I'm doing now.
Right. And the one piece you missed, too, because that's a perfect plan for Big Pharma to be able to create the problem and, you know,
the solution.
Pad their pockets with the solution.
So, Sean, I really didn't know anything about any of this stuff until a buddy of mine in about 2002, 2003 started talking to me about 9/11, what happened in 2001. And then my same buddy started backtracking and going to, you know, Oklahoma City and then Waco. And I'm like, really?
Ruby
and then
Ridge.
My big, big wake up call, Sean, happened during COVID. I mean, I knew within about 2.5-3 days, we're being conned, lied to, tricked, coerced, persuaded into the biggest con in human history.
And second biggest.
I knew we were, that our society was in for a ride. And it's amazing to me, all the people that have woken up, but it's also amazing and scary to me, all the so-called conservative Christians that are still sleeping with their head in the sand, that just, like, I had this conversation with my wife the day. I said, I think that a lot of our friends who kind of identify in that circle, I think they're kind of afraid to really know the truth. So they just keep their heads buried. They just want to be liked. They want to keep their jobs. They want to keep their quarterly bonuses. They want to keep their, you know, kids happy, so they just don't say anything. But I feel personally like there's just little strings being pulled out from under them and little, you know, pieces of the rug just taken out every single day, and they're going to wake up one of these days and be like, man, we have been conned, we have been tricked. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's weird, man, because we all have people in our lives that just can't snap out of it. And it's like, how are they wired so different? How do they not see? Mm-hmm. It's not hard to see. You could start from what I think's the greatest, you know, dupe on humanity was the Apollo missions, but that set the tone for everything else, especially with the CIA and televisions and programming. They went full force after the Apollo. But from then and on, this is all, it's all programming, man. So it's, I don't know. I go both ways. I look one way and go, you know, maybe we're different than them. Maybe we're a different type of human. I don't know. Well, maybe there's something else. Or you know, we just got to keep trying to unprogram them. And that's why I do in my documentaries is I try to come at a different, like, I'm making it for that person, the one that's confused. But not the one that's like, oh, my God, you guys are, oh, my God, we're conspiracy people. And they put their mask on and walk a dog by themselves. So that person, I don't even, I used to, but dude, I don't even want them to watch anymore. You're not going to make it. It's as simple as that. You're not going to make it in this war that we're in. And you're also the reason, you and all the millions and mass millions like you, you're the reason that these fuckers are still running shit. Because we, you know, people like us, if we were the masses, which we will be soon, but if we were the masses, especially, you know, specifically, say, 2021, if we were the majority, we'd have a whole different system by now. We'd have a whole different, we probably wouldn't even have currency. We'd probably go back to bartering. The people, when the people have power, when they know they have power, it's over for these bankers, these Jesuits, these whoever. I don't care what you call them. They're done. And they're scared of us way more than this false fear about them. And like, oh, they're going to take us all out. It's like, no, dude, they're, have you seen the team? Like, they're running like chickens with their heads cut off lately. They don't even know what to do. They're being exposed daily. It's being brought to the attention of different celebrities and personalities and talk show hosts. They're failing. And the people listening, I hope you can resonate with that, because this fear stuff's got to stop.
So you started doing these for the people to try to turn their heads and have them connect the dots. And that's the problem, is I think one of the things that we're different about, people have different lifestyles and they just go about their life and they're following the plan that they were born to. And, you know, it's just, they don't pay attention. They don't see enough of your stuff. They don't see enough of our stuff. You know, they don't have any basis to connect any dots and have a rational decision.
And that's why I do documentaries and films, is because I realized that years ago, I could tell anyone in the world, hey, go to Eric Dubé's YouTube channel, go to, you know, Santos Bonacci, go look at Astro Theology, get in back in sync with the reality of our universe and take your power back, your manifestation power back. Go watch Santos. They'll turn on his YouTube channel. They don't know what to play. They don't know which video to start with. They're lost when they hit play. So what happens for me, when I noticed, was they don't have the patience. They don't have the attention span to do any of that stuff. The way we do, we research, we watch, we'll be up all night. They don't have that. It's as simple as that. But what they do have, like most of us, is a tolerance for a film, because they grew up with films. They still watch films. They're on Prime every day supporting the pedals in Hollywood. So we're trying to break away from the, hey, man, you're hitting that button a lot. Can you chill for a second? Do you know where that money's going? Do you know how that's hurting humanity? Mm-hmm. Let's stop supporting this. Let's start supporting independence. Let's start supporting truth. Let's start supporting research, journalism, real journalism. We haven't had that, I don't think, ever. So if they could snap out of that portion of it, that's why I make films, is the point. Because then it's like, now what? Now what can they do? Oh, no, it's a film. Sit down, get your popcorn, watch with me. Shut the heck up. Let's hit play. Mm-hmm. The attention span's there because that's the programming they're used to. And that's why I do these Hollywood type of trailers and all these things. It's not that I want to, dude. I'm a one-man band. I got no time for half this stuff, but I know I have to. There's a difference. Right. I have to do it. I don't have finances like that where I can, oh, I got a team. No, I mean, it's all me, man. My life is based off of the world, the audience, the donations, the fundraising, the support. That's the only reason I could make a film or wake up, and I'll never stop, because they show their support. They know what I'm about. They want what's coming. So there's no stopping me. When the people are behind you, there's nothing can stop you at that point, you know?
Well, as we saw in the opening, as we saw in the opening, that was just an edited piece of your Maui in 15. And so
fantastic. Short form documentary. If you haven't seen it, jump over there, Maui in 15.
If that doesn't amazing. Connect any dots, then they're completely blind.
We had a gal on here running for Senate who lives in Maui currently. And she was on here actually on our show about 2 weeks after the Maui fires. And she was exposing a lot of the con that had happened. And then, but your documentary, Sean, I think it's one of the best. You know, if people can sit there for 15 minutes and have a focused viewing of that, they've got something wrong, bigger things that they need to deal with. But it's incredible. So I highly recommend our viewers, audience, to go watch Maui in 15.
Yeah, thank you. That's, you know, that's not a film or a documentary. It's a short, I call it just a short compilation video, which is what I was known for since 2016, which is where I started to do these conspiracy videos in a compilation format, which I just like, you know what, I'm in the middle of this film, I'm traveling, I'm trying to raise funds, I'm trying to do all this stuff. And I forgot what got me to this position. And that was these types of videos. And I go, I have to put time aside. sleep can come later, right, guys? So it's like, hopefully the bags aren't shown. But it's just one of those things, man, where, you know, I'll deal with these bags under my eyes for the people, because I go, you know what? That's why I'm like, can I think of something creative? I can't make something for an hour. I can't do an hour thing. I'm doing a film. So I can't, but I go, what can I do for free? No film cost, no support. No. It's on YouTube. It's on Rumble. It's on Rockfin. Go watch it. I'm sure it's on BitChute and Rumble. You know how that works. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it's everywhere now. But I made it so the people have something to share. And then they go, wait a minute. This was brilliant. Who is this? Now they can go back to my website and go, oh my God, look at all these films. Let's go down some more rabbit holes. And it's a chain reaction, as you guys know. And I try to set these strategies up this way to get people to revert back to who am I and what else have I made? Now go watch, right? Now that's your journey. After that, all I can do is make films, show you doors. I can't push you through the door. I just can't. It's up to you to finish the film. You got two choices. You go, wow, I need to research more of this. Let me go back to this film, pause it, and see what they said. Let me look into this step by step. And that's how you wake up, okay? Because I'm not lying to you in any of my films. So good luck. You're going to wake up. Or you just dismiss it. And what can you do at that point? Oh my God. I mean, you know, I'm like, you learn when people dismiss the whole film, any film I made, especially like Level With Me, they're like, oh man, these astronauts, they didn't fake their death. I'm like, we went up to them with the camera. What did you do? What did you do to prove that they're dead? And look versus what I did to show you they're here. And again, even with Level With Me, I couldn't have legally put it in it because the guy didn't sign with me. I had a forensics guy, and once he heard it was going in a documentary, all bets were off. Mm. But it's them. That's all I'm going to say. It's them. So, and just to know that the forensics guy, even though pulled out of the film because he didn't want to be, no documents, nothing. I'm like, really? Okay, I respect you. I'm not going to jail for this. That's fine. But just knowing what he said, I don't care about anybody else at that point. I go, okay, now I can put this in the film. Because now it's like triple verified. But people will watch just the first 20 minutes of Level With Me and get offended that we're saying these astronauts fake their death. It's like, dude, this isn't some Elvis shit. This now, is
government. Which one are you talking about that they faked their death? Which
my last film, what came out this past April with Eddie Bravo, Joel Bauman, Bryce Mitchell, a lot of people you'll know in there, or heard of in there. It's called Level With Me. And it's my third, not final, but I'm taking a break. It's my third film on where we live. But I do, this one is from a perspective of, I kind of gave it a little Veritas twist to it in a sense where I'm going into Florida. We're sneaking in microphones. We're going into NASA. We're questioning astronauts to their face. We're going to Yale University and going to see Judith Resnick as an alive university teacher. And she freaks out and runs away. You guys just got to see the film. Oh, we went up to Michael J. Smith in his driveway. This is from before, but no, I'm not him. No, it's not me. Oh, no, we don't even look alike. Oh, we do look alike, but we don't. Like, I mean, watch it. These guys, it's a government witness protection program, whatever you want to call it. It was a hoax. The Challenger explosion, that's a hoax. No one died. No one was in there. NASA's been lying to you and your mommy and your Grammy since day one, since the Nazis started it. It's like, look who these people are. I love NASA. Do you know who they are? Do you know what they do with your money from your taxes? They're killing us. No one knows shit. So I just try to unlock things one by one. But the globe's the hardest because that's the biggest program we have. If we have a brain with software in it, the biggest downloading program, the biggest active app open is a globe, because you see it in every show, every movie, everywhere you go, every logo, every corporation, everything, global this, global that. Everything is revolving that. So like, why would you give it up? It's everywhere. It's like, dude, I don't want to stand. Like, everyone says this and feels this. It's like, you feel like you're spinning 1,000 miles an hour? No. Okay, then shut the fuck up. What do you mean you feel it? You don't feel shit. You don't feel anything. You think the sun and moon are just different sizes, just farther away, exactly. But they look like the same size. They're the same size. There's a million things, man, but the conditioning so strong with our cosmology, because when do they get us? Kindergarten, first grade, second grade. And then that's about it, man.
That's all it took.
I remember when I was a little kid, in kindergarten, I used to have, for Christmas one year, I got the little plastic astronauts and little space things. I thought I was walking in tall cotton. But So my I referred to my friend that turned me on to 9/11 Waco and Oklahoma City. He also, I forgot to give him credit, turned me on to the fake moon landing. And I'm like, come on, man. You know, it's like, surely we went to the moon. And then he starts showing me all these videos and like watching the shadows and how the shadows just didn't add up. And the more I think about it, you know, my wife and I have this conversation and, you know, she has now come over to the right side. And she's like, when she has these conversations with her family, they think we're nuts. And she's like, well, then how come we haven't been back? You know, how come if we went in 1960, whatever it was, why haven't we been back? You know, you started the telephone with whatever the phone on the wall, you'd turn it and call Julie and Julie would, and then you go to the dial phone, then you go to the push button phone, then you go to the cell phone, which has more computing power than supposedly all of NASA did. And for the moon landing or whatever. I mean, we've progressed with all, you know, telephones, et cetera. Why haven't we progressed with going to the moon? And been back, well, and back, and back, and back, and back.
The technology that this generation or this century, the technology itself, when you think about it, maybe the computer, maybe the cell phone, few other things. The invention itself has gotten better. Do we know that it's a new invention? Do we know that it's new technology? No. But in terms of our lifetime, the technology, there's certain things that have gotten better. But most things about life, living life, architecture, energy, vibration, way, way more advanced back in the day, guys. That's a whole other show, but way more advanced a long time ago than we are.
I was at our farm here the other day, and I was just hanging out, and I was listening to a podcast while I was waiting on somebody to show up. And in the podcast, they had done a preview of your new film coming out called Old World Order. And then, of course, when I got home that night, I had to get on Rumble and watch the trailer for Old World Order because it didn't do me justice just to hear the audio version. And I'm going to tell you what, man. Randy, if you haven't seen, have you seen Old World Order, the trailer?
No, we've got it right here.
Well, let's play the trailer here. Real quick. We're going to hear from one of our sponsors. We're going to be right back. We're going to hear from Sean's new documentary coming out called Old World Order. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of the rising cost of your cable bill? If so, you are not alone. Millions of consumers are looking for ways to reduce their monthly cable or satellite bill. Thanks to Q Streaming, you can finally stop looking. Many are saying that Q Streaming is on track to be the best streaming platform in the world. For just $59.99 per month, Q offers thousands of live channels and a huge library of movies and TV series on demand, with more being added regularly. We have top-tier channels, and there is no charge for pay-per-view. Stream on up to 5 devices at one time and watch from anywhere with a high-speed internet connection. Don't just take our word for it. Try it. See for yourself. There is no contract or hidden fees. If you are ready to experience the future of streaming, subscribe to Q Streaming today. Q Streaming. This changes everything.
History is written by the victors. So what if the victor story is fabricated? What if the story they gave us all about our recent past was nothing short of a complete lie? For far too long, humanity has relied on the Board of Education to receive its official history narrative. The problem is their narrative makes absolutely no sense. There are giant mistakes in the timeline that show us all. Not only did they lie, but they hid the previous civilization from us, with no mention of our ancestors looking a little different. Traveling with no issues, doing it all in style and efficiency, with beautiful architecture that we can't rebuild today. Powered up cities, riding around on their advanced technology. Advanced technology? Wait, I thought the 1800s into the early 1900s were a bunch of idiots riding around on horse and buggy. Because when you look back and do a little research, it's obvious. This old world was discovered and then destroyed, resurfaced, and populated. They torched every city across the plain. Nothing new under the sun. Rockefeller flooded your brain with lies. Use your head. Think about your family tree and how it all began.
Old World Order. Visit owofilm.com for more information.
I'm blown away.
I cannot wait.
Absolutely blown away on that. But it, when I was listening to your interview, Sean, on that documentary, you kind of went into a little more detail on the fact that basically every major city in the country was torched. And I never thought about that. I mean, I heard about the Chicago fire and, I don't know, a couple other fires. In
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia fire. But talk to us a little bit about the fires in all the major cities.
Yeah, I mean, everyone listening, go ahead, look it up. Whatever town, actually start with your town. I'll be honest with you. I don't care if you're in a suburb, look it up. There's old world still here, and the old world buildings across the entire earth, they're all matching. So, the stuff they buried, the stuff that they burned down, the stuff they direct energy weaponized, whatever they did, like, that's why I said in the trailer, there's nothing new under the sun. That's why I showed a clip of Maui, because it looks the same. It's the same ashes everywhere. And these are, once you understand the old world and that it's stone and it seems like it's made by hand. I don't know how tall these guys were back then, but it's one of those things where it's like, once you realize the facts, the simple facts, like stone doesn't burn from fire, but all these buildings are gone in every city. Okay. So they did it. Why would they do that? Okay. They didn't build it. Why are all these buildings I'm seeing when I'm traveling on this tour here of this documentary? They all say founded or erected. Okay, well, then you didn't fucking build it. And then when you look on their newly inserted Wikipedia page, since this Tartaria, whatever you want to call it, conspiracy's been around for a couple years now, bigger than ever, all these new inserts coming in, and it looks like AI's writing it all, but that's another story. But the point is that it'll say was constructed now. Okay, the building says erected or founded, but the website, the library, or the cathedral, or the public state house, or whatever it is, it's old world. You know it's old world. You know there's many stairs going into a small door, and that small door is inside of a giant door frame. Well, who lived here? Who built this? Well, when you look on their website or wiki, it goes, yeah, we built it. Took us a year. Took us 2 years. Their timeline, I swear it's on purpose at this point, man. The way COVID, a lot of stuff with COVID, I'm like, that's on purpose. Why would they do that or say that? It's waking people up. Okay. Well, you look at some of these giant buildings, the ones that are still here, they don't leave the really, really big ones. We got old pictures and videos of that stuff. It's monumental. But it's the fact that their timeline makes no sense. We couldn't build that today with power tools and all the technology that we have. We couldn't build these buildings that they claim took 2 years in 1902 or 1892. It took a year to build this with donkeys. Where'd you get the stone from? Where'd you get the marble from? And then you look at this building. Okay, this one's San Francisco. Where's marble in 1890? I'm just assuming in Spain. That's where all the marble is at that point. Okay, so these donkeys and these horses and these barrels, they got to travel 700 miles to get. How many pounds of marble and stone can they fit in one barrel? I don't know. Let's call it 1,000 pounds. Well, some of these buildings admit, oh, there was millions of pounds of stone used, millions of pounds of marble. Okay, so maybe if 2 years was the travel time for the donkey, I might believe it. But from start to finish, including blueprints, get the fuck out of here. That's a red flag for anyone. I don't care if you're, I have conspiracies. That's cool. Does that make sense? No. Okay. All right. So you're at a starting point where you can wake up. You understand that the official narrative is bullshit. And then now we're really breaking it open. I don't want to give too many spoilers away, but this one's going to change the course of the world, in my opinion. I'm being honest.
So we see photos in the trailer of large people. And I don't know if those are the, what we call the Nephilim or what we call them from the biblical standpoint, but apparently there were bigger people. And it would make it a lot easier for slinging stone on those projects.
Yes. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, these 15, 10 to 15 foot people of the past that we can put our eyes on, we can get some record of it, some display of it. It's all buried, though. It's not going to be in your, it's not going to be in your local museum. It's all buried. It's all covered. I think a lot of it has to do with dinosaurs. A lot of it has to do with evolution and the Big Bang and the direction that they wanted young minds to go. And this is why, in my opinion, now we're talking opinions and speculation, but from my research, at least, it's not a blind opinion. It looks like, I'm not going to say the 1800s, but possibly though. I mean, before the 1800s, there were no humans like us around here, man. Maybe we were somewhere else, but in terms of the United States of America, none. And we have empty photos of, let's call it Chicago, San Francisco, for all intents and purposes, 1850, wide shot. Don't even ask me how they did that back then. But these are, this not like maybe it's 1850. It's 1850, guys. 1860, 1870, these huge, wide angle, beautiful 4K looking photographs from back in the day. Here's the problem. Not only is you see all this old world building and stuff, that's one thing. Where's the people? You don't see anyone. And I'm talking major, major, major United States cities from the 1850s and to the 1900s. Empty. Empty. And when I say empty, guys, I mean no one lives there at all, but the whole city's built out. So, okay, makes sense. Founded, discovered, erected by. Yeah, well, shit. That gave me action thinking about it, because I'm like, we broke that wide open. And like, for me, it was so simple. I'm like, okay, so they, where did they come from? Who are they? I think they're the Freemasons, hence the name. Okay. Mm-hmm. But whoever did it, whoever these guys were and where they came from, I don't know. You know, that's always going to be a mystery. But I look at your family tree. Most family trees, man, you can't get shit before 1850. And if so, I think it's bullshit, but it's very hard and there's something going on. Seems like something happened in the late 1700s. Call it a reset, call it a mud flood, call it biblical, call it whatever you like, but it's really not the late 1700s. It's the late 700s. Right. And the 1800s are the 800s. And the 1900s that we all know about, it's the 900s. And, you know, these people added 1,000 years to our timeline. We can prove that. We can see old buildings of old photos. For instance, last example. Okay, so this building was built in 1898. And here's the picture of it done. Why does it look 150 years old that day? Number one. Number two, if you built that in 1898, wouldn't you have construction photos? And I don't mean like people write out and go 1850 big building construction. You're going to see a couple. Just like look up the picture of the Earth from space. You're going to see a couple. These are fake photographs. And people go, oh, they didn't have Photoshop in the 1850s. Bullshit. I forgot what it's called, but the general term is Victorian something, but it's photo manipulation. And not only did they do it for buildings, and we will prove that a lot of these, and again, there's a handful per dozen old world buildings that are still here. Maybe 5 out of 20 have construction photos. But here's my one thing for anyone in the audience that goes, oh no, look, I just looked it up. There looks like construction. No, you'll see a bunch of sticks. Okay. That could be art. That could be photo manipulation, which they did with the negatives. A lot of things they could do, but let's just pretend that was real. Granted. Okay. I'm gonna give you that one. The sticks. It looks like a dome. Looks like an old world. All in sticks. Okay. Show me 6 months later. Crickets. Okay. Show me the inside. You guys have been inside of some of these buildings. You're like, oh my God. What? Okay. Show me these prisoners, because most of the time it was prisoners built it. No experience. Just prisoners. 1 year. Mm-hmm. Throw it up. Show me the prisoners, number one. Show me them inside painting murals, carving these fucking statues by hand. Show me all of it and show me it in a year. And then when you talk about Chicago building 1 year, you mean 7 months, 6 months? Because it's frozen half the fucking year. They're not constructing shit outside, but they think we're stupid. Like we critical thinking people won't go away. There's no way. And as you guys can admit, it's an impossible feat back then. It's an impossible feat now, but it becomes hilarious when you actually start, because who does that? Who actually looks at timelines? Who reads construction notes? Who cross-references all these buildings and goes, wait a minute, the World Fair. Wait, was the World Fair just them showing off the old people's technology before us, trading it amongst the elite and then trashing it? Because the official story of the World Fair is they threw those buildings up in a year just to take them down. They're temporary. They're just like wood and sticks. No, they're the fuck. They're not.
Well, kind of like the old West storefronts in the movies. So I got it. You just woke me up to something. You just connected one of the dots with me. Several years ago, probably 20 years ago, I bought an old farmhouse and it was built in 1901. And I gutted the thing. And when I tore out some of the walls, I found an old newspaper, and it was dated like 1890 something. Okay. Guess what? Okay, so if they had photographs back then, why were there no photographs in it? All the clothing articles were hand-drawn.
Well, there's a lot that goes into that. They had photography since late 1700s, early 1800s. Easy. And in my opinion, way before that. I mean, this empire that they've covered up and hidden from us, these great empires of our real ancestors, the big boys, they covered all that shit up, you know, as we know. But it's proven, guys. Let's put it this way. Even the mud flood is proven. Go to your local downtown. Whoever's listening, go to your downtown area. I don't care where you are. Go to the downtown area. You will see buildings there that don't belong there. There might be only one. There might be two. Definitely your courthouse, you know, big holy shit building. That's an old world building. And here's one way to find out. Walk around the building and ask yourself, well, why are there windows and doors beneath the level of the earth, beneath this level of the plane we're on, in whatever state you're in, whatever city you're in? You look at any newly built house, and I mean that 1900 and on, anyone building a house post 1900 is going to build, you know, your road first, you know, simple architect, road, and then the foundation, and then the house, and blah, 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 right? You can see all the process, all the steps, all the stages. These buildings were not built like that. These buildings are completely different. When you walk around these buildings yourself, you'll see the mud flooded level, right? And this is my opinion, but I just feel like this whole world was reset. The oceans, the water, the lakes, the rivers, the land, the earth was raised up, and we're at a new level. Everything in its path was destroyed, in a sense. I can't say everything, but most things were destroyed. Most things were gone. Most things were petrified. That's why when you look at some of these mountains now, and once you see it, you can't unsee it, guys. I recommend anyone to, I wouldn't Google this. I'm sure they're going to give you shit, but look up in your own way. Type it your own way. You know how Google is. You got to get around it. It's basically petrified human fossils. Our mountains, mountain ranges. They used to call them sleeping giants. Let the sleeping giant lay. The mountains, dude. Now, and I'm not covering this in the film because that might be a part two for the sequel. But now it's like, man, you look at some of these mountain ranges, and then you flip it. So you take a picture and you flip it, you see a head, a nose, an arm, a shoulder, a body. We've been out, we've seen, it looks like an elephant, looks like a giant elephant, bigger than your dinosaur, and then a small elephant, petrified. Now it's a mountain, now it's a hill, now it's a rock. Then they're taking these parts out. People I know that are chiseling them, and you find what looks exactly the same as our kidneys, just in a big form, but it's petrified. It's petrified from something that happened, something biblical happened. So what happened is these rulers, these top hat guys come in, they go, okay, well, no one lives here. We can't have all this here anymore. Let's destroy most of it. Let's populate our cities. Well, how are we going to bring kids in? How are we going to populate? Well, they have your orphan trains. You got your Cabbage Patch babies. You keep going down the list. There was literal infants for sale, infants on display, late 1800s, early 1900s. They're bringing in hundreds and thousands of kids on trains and starting what we know now as school, you know. And I think by 1920, Rockefeller got his hands in that and said, let's call it the Board of Education. Let's make it standard. And if you are born in this country, you have to go. Doesn't matter, right? Times have changed now, thank God. But you have to go to these indoctrination camps. Why? Not for 1 + 1 = 2. That came later, honestly. It was for the history. It was for their story. It was for what happened, who was here before you, and the pilgrims and the Western and the Indians and Columbus and Copernicus, and throw it all in. They painted this giant false history and put it in every school book in probably the world, but definitely this country. And these cities were artificially populated. They were not, it wasn't natural. None of the story of our past, of our history, of Columbus, of the discovery of America, of 1776, of George Washington, the first president. These are stories, guys. And you can choose to believe them. Just remember who funded those stories, who created those stories.
And that's, if you think about what he said, if you walk around any major courthouse, whether in local counties around our area, they do have basements with windows below the ground. Yeah, and like that.
That's not the first time I've heard that, by the way.
And they all kind of have that same look and feel. I mean, the way they're
energy. Yep.
The way they're designed and all that. So, Sean, tell us real quick, when you do a film, like, for instance, Maui and 15, obviously, do you take you and your whole crew over there? Or, do you actually go to Maui, or do you just get footage from other people and put the film together? And also, I'm assuming it took you more than 15 minutes to put that film together. What's the time frame for you to put together a 15-minute finished film when it's all said and done?
Well, with my schedule now, and again, in the middle of a new documentary, it was scarce free time. So that, the Maui one, you know, I probably worked on it an hour a night when I had the time, an hour a night, maybe for a month or two, maybe, you know, just gathering. I do steps, gathering, meaning the research, the journalistic approach, the video content, what can I, and then once I have my folder filled with, I'm like, I think I'm tapped out. Then I just, what can I do? What can I start with? What, you know, I start playing with ideas. And once I get that kind of intro, I just smash it out at that point. But something like Old World Order, I mean, I started this project, God, in August. I went to San Fran, I think, August or September. So, and I'm not even 10% done, man. So it's a whole nother ball game when you're talking about traveling, hotels, car rentals, filming, editing. I'm a one man band. So for your original question of like you and your crew, man, it's all me, bro. I wish I had a crew. One day. Well, May, you're a great audience. Go donate to Old World Order. I'll have a crew. I'm just kidding though. But owofilm.com, in case anyone's wondering, I just like right now my next trip's Florida and I'm tapped. You look at the fundraiser, you go, okay, I understand. You know, it's my fifth flight. A flight comes with a hotel and a car rental. So you guys do the math from Cali to Florida. Woo. So, you know, I'm like, okay, this bigger, I went to Sam Tripoli's show in Hollywood, did that one, tinfoil hat, his audience, boom, came through quick, got it enough up the fundraiser where I can go, okay, I can go to Dr. Narcolongo, who's a genius. He lives in Florida. Let me go over there. He's going to be in the film. I still got to go to Hawaii to see BJ Penn. He wants to be in the film. So yeah, Maui and 15 is from my home. You know, this is things that people are sending me. These are things I'm finding on my own, just researching. And I put it together. That's why I call it like a compilation video, right? But a film as a whole, it's not this night and day. It's not even comparison. A film is all day, all night. And on my off days, I'm traveling to go film more. So it's like every time I travel to go film more, I'm doubling my workload when I get home. So I got new stuff to edit and new stuff to a new puzzle piece. And I have a real architect going to be in this one, guys, of 25 years. Who's willing to spill the beans. And he claims he knows how to prove that we could not have made any of these buildings. So what better way to start a film off with a fucking architect? So this way people watch it, they can't go, oh, he's just an MMA guy. What does he know? Or he's just this guy. What does he know? Well, he's an architect, so shut the up. And that's how it should be. But when we have these researchers, journalists, these people that are phenomenal minded about all this stuff, and they're the ones that are finding these things and feeding them to me, and I'm like blowing my mind. This film's gonna be great, man. But it's gonna be very simple. Simple. This is how I make films. This is how we wake up that cousin or that neighbor you have that's kind of interested, but they're a little sleepy still. But they're like, I heard something like that. You know what? You got anything about that topic? Yeah, I'm a little interested in that. They're getting there. Okay. Right. They're not even halfway there. But the people that are just, yeah, what do you got? Perfect. It's 101. It's going to break down their timeline, Rockefeller's bullshit, and what we're finding. And then, I can't give all these spoilers away, but there's...
No, don't.
Yeah, there's certain things in this film that are going to stand out from any film I've ever made, put it that way.
So some of the video we saw the guy with the derby on, and he's riding around on the disc, and then... I think you mentioned something about they were able to build these big monstrosic high-tech buildings, but they couldn't even pave the street.
No, and that's what I mean. You look at some of these original photos of the founded buildings, and there's no road anywhere. It's like all you see is these old world beautiful buildings sitting there in mud, dirt everywhere, dried up mud. It looks like, again, it just looks like the whole place was flooded. And now it's sitting in mud and the mud dries. And now they're like, well, damn, look at all this. Like, what is going on? I think it took them a while to figure out how to reverse engineer some of that stuff. I know Nikola Tesla was reverse engineering all their technology. Mm-hmm. The technology, when Tesla talked about their technology, meaning Tartarians, there's a different empires. I don't know all the names, but the old world, basically the giants, the people that are real ancestors, the technology they had, they'd wipe our ass with their little, oh, you got fast internet, dude. They had shit. They had wireless energy. I mean, these buildings, now there's a clock there, or now there's a picture of Jesus and Mary with color. Granted, God bless, but that's not was there. That was never there before, guys. This is something that they put there in modern day. These crosses, and again, no offense anyway, I'm just giving you facts. A lot of these crosses on the cathedrals, you know, they're post 1900. Simple as that. They were never there. We have proof of that. These buildings had spires on them that would connect to the ether above, pull in the energy, and that flower looking thing, you'll see it in the film, that all buildings had, where now there's a clock or a church window.
Okay.
Huge circles that would wirelessly transmit everything to the city. They talked about Bluetooth in a book called Iron Republic. Bluetooth, electric cars, you know, electrostatic, call them UFOs, but man-made, obviously, not coming from anywhere else. These are books in the 1800s that are talking about not only more land past Antarctica, ooh, don't talk about that anymore, but talking about technology that would, again, would shit on ours. So they want to cover up technology. They want to release it one by one, give them a television in the 50s. Before we release it, you know, let's just do black and white only. Yeah, that's a good idea. They'll be like, well, that's cool, but then we release
everything.
Yeah. It's a total slow release. It's a step-by-step process. Then they release color, and you notice when a new invention comes out, a new technology, or even call it a 2005 high-def TV. Remember those big bulky boys, right? But guess how much they fucking cost? $4,000.
I bought a 55-inch for, like, I don't know what it was, $3,000.
And what we're told now is, you know, a lot of today's technology, whether it's internet, it all came from the military. It's all military. Now it's gone into the consumer realm. So I never really thought about
the public release, yes, but in terms of the actual technology, that's right. From our ancients. All
right.
I can't say all, right. Most, including aircrafts, including all of it, is from our ancients. And a lot of it has to do with electrostatics, a lot of it has to do with the ether, and they know that. That's why they hid it from us. That's why there's really, I'll give one more spoiler. I have someone else in this film I'm not going to say, but let's just say they're working with a team for a while now. I'm not involved. One day I hope I can be involved, but they're finding a way to reverse engineer, because they've already been reverse engineered, reverse engineer these old world buildings to make them work again. And they're figuring some crazy stuff out right now. So it's not a rumor anymore to me, man. Yeah. A lot of these things are like kind of rumor based, and I'm like, yeah, I wasn't there. I don't know. But man, the red flags and the coincidences all together. And then when you see it from my perspective of laying out all the groundwork, opening all these hundreds of folders I have, comparing notes, newspaper articles, they lied about everything.
Well, I'm still kind of taken back to the Challenger. I started college in January of 1986. So I always tell people I'm a little slow. So I was a semester or two slow starting college, Randy. You know that. And I remember watching the Challenger from my dorm room, you know, go up and explode, and you know, that you heard the news for weeks. Talk to us a little bit more about that, Sean, because I never really thought about that until right now with you here on this interview.
Yeah, and as a filmmaker, like Old World Order, for instance, this is new to me, a couple years. But this topic and the Earth, and man, I got 10 years in my mind, so let's go. Challenger, what do you want to know? I mean, the Challenger was a mind-controlled CIA, whatever you want to call it, Operation False Flag. Not only did everyone lose interest in NASA after the terrible Apollo landings, people think that there's conspiracy theories now about that. Dude, there was more, not more, but there was about the same back then when it happened. You just, maybe you weren't in that family, but there was a lot of families that were like, what the hell is that? This is the worst thing I've ever seen. Bullshit. And they shut the fuck, don't let them on a news interview. And they covered it up for a while. But still, the reality of it is that NASA's like, dude, no one cares about us anymore. After our sixth awful attempt.
What was the purpose behind the fakery?
Yeah, no, I'm getting there. So, okay. Well, number one, like I said, nobody cared about NASA. The tax bracket, they weren't able to steal that much money from us back then because no one gave a shit.
That makes sense.
And they had no one had general interest in NASA. They weren't doing what they do from Apollo to the Challenger. I'll wait. Anyone? Anything?
Powell? I can't think of anything.
It's a joke, but yeah, they haven't done anything. So, you know, instead of dissolving or just continuing a small black budget black hole, what can we do to get the public interest high? And now that small black budget black hole could become at least a medium one. And obviously there's strategy involved. And as if you do the research, you'll see how much George Bush Sr. had his hand in this one. More than you think. And it's a strategy, man. How do you explain a false flag? It's a PSYOP. It's a strategy. I wasn't in that meeting, you know, I don't know, but yeah. I do know how simplistic it is to promote 7 astronauts for a year when before that, no one even heard anyone's name. Okay. One red flag. They're promoting it every day. And then George Bush is like, we're going to have a teacher contest. And, you know, like they didn't already have one selected. You know, and they pull out their right hand. Oh, this lady won. She's been in school for a year or two. Yeah, you know, she's cool. Substitute teacher, and then turn into a real teacher. It's like, you can't make up a better story than that. It's very easy. You get these people. These are all, you know, Masons and probably tie-ins with the Bushes and the elites and everything. And because every astronaut in NASA is a sworn Mason. They have to be. That's just the way it is. So these are 7 Masons that are in a Masonic organization. Because remember, the only ones that went to space are the Masonic astronauts. So cool story. You could believe them. But so here's the Masonic club you're not in. And then George Bush walks in and goes, all right, what do we got? Who's got ideas? Let's go. All right. Well, how about if, you know, we just blow up that fucking rocket. They blow up all the time anyways. And then no one even fucking gives a shit. But we could promote a story all year and make sure that every school in the country, possibly the world, they had them back then in this country, it was required, right? Required. Roll those TVs out. Make sure that the nation, and I believe it was 80% was watching. The nation is watching. It's called, you know, trauma-based mind control. It's a collective conscious of, we all saw that together, right? 9/11. We all saw that together. That means it happened. That means whatever they say is going to be. So, of course, CNN. And that was one of the only coverages back then that I found. Anyone else finds it, please let me know. I'm a man of my word. I'll say I'm sorry. But I've not found any. So only CNN coverage that they covered everything. It was like ESPN or who does Super Bowls. I don't watch that much anymore. Fox. It's like Fox on Super Bowl day. Yeah. So CNN, you're watching. If you're watching CNN that day, you're watching them watch it. It's never happened. This was a setup. This was a grand scheme. And everybody's like, here we go. 57 seconds in, we're waiting. And kapunk. Oh, the rocket exploded. And then it falls. That's why I say, watch Level With Me. I will show you Krista McAuliffe's dad laughing and smiling and looking around and winking at people 10 minutes after that fucking thing is halfway down. I mean, it's dead. They're all dead, right? I mean, it exploded 10 minutes ago. And you got them coming down. You got the rockets and the boosters, whatever, falling to the ground. You hear people in the background, oh, my God, acting. But, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then the camera's panning around. I'm sure they're told, where's McCall's parents? Perfect time. Hurry. Where are they? Zooms in on him. He's fucking laughing.
What film is this in, Sean? What's the name of it?
Right here behind me. Oh, yeah. I'm not in full screen. Level With Me. Right there. If you know who Eddie Bravo is, Joe Rogan's buddy. If you know who Bryce Mitchell is, MMA star. Joel Bauman, King Bao, the one that goes after the pedophiles and Kimmel and Hollywood. I got a few personalities in here that you guys might have heard of or seen. But other than that, it's the experts in this field. And you know, this is a knock. Again, it starts with the Challenger and it goes right into Justin Harvey. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. We Are Change Orlando, but Justin Harvey's in this. Justin Harvey was a guy that went into the Florida Commission's office, the center, the city council, and he drilled them on the ISS. And that was a day of COVID this, COVID that. They're all used to that. They're ready for that. He came in with a suit on and said, I have some issues with the ISS. They're showing us fake footage. They're stealing our money. You guys are allowing this in your county. You have to watch this film because he's going in there and he's slam dunking these people and they're speechless because they probably had no idea. But I'm showing you the highlights while he's talking. That's what I'm known for, right? The graphics is I'm showing you NASA on harnesses. I'm showing you NASA waving to the people with their floating balls and their paddles, but yet there's a green screen glitches constant. You see the green screen behind them.
I can
you
do that on my editing software.
Yeah, well, that's my point, though. It's like, they wouldn't lie. Why would they lie? No, they're up there. I see the light go across the sky. That's the ISS. You see a light in the sky. That's all you see. You don't know what it is. You don't know how they're doing it. You don't know anything. And if you think that light's going 17,500 miles an hour, but yet you could watch it 10 minutes from horizon to horizon. Hello? What are we talking about? You know, and it's just like, there's no common sense for folk because they love their balls. They just, they can love balls, man. So I'm just here just breaking balls, dude, left and right. I've waken millions of people up to the cosmology. I've woken millions of people up to fluvid with COVID. I try to do things from a different angle because I've seen these films. I see Died Suddenly, right? I've seen Behind the Curve. There's stuff in it. Behind the Curve was not a flat earth documentary. Did you know that? It was not a flat earth documentary. Behind the Curve on Netflix was a hit piece, admittedly. I cover this in my second flat earth film called The Next Level. It was a hit piece. They edited words out. I know the people, some of them that were in there, they edited words out. They showed you a globe instead of the stars rotating like we talk about. They showed a globe. It's programming the masses for, look, a flat earth documentary. Oh yeah, let's watch it. It's a hit piece. They're making fun of us. They're saying the stupidest thing I've ever heard. We're not a pancake in space, guys. Who the fuck ever said that? But this documentary, that's what you learn from it. We're a pancake in space. Get the fuck out of here. Stop watching Netflix. Stop watching. My film could never get there. What does that show you? No matter what I do, no matter if I had $1 billion, it can never make Netflix. Why? The truth. That's why. They won't allow it.
Before we start closing up here, I wrote this down earlier in the conversation because you started talking about the ether. And yeah. I was told, I don't know where I saw this, but some of our fiber optic or our fiber optic technology came from reverse engineering some of these supposed alien craft or something like that.
Oh, Randy, come on now. So, you got to put the hat on. You have a tinfoil hat on for alien craft.
I
got to
do this.
Can you wear that? Can you put the tinfoil hat on, Sean, for this
one? If he thinks an alien are gray guys with bug eyes, please wear the hat. Yeah.
But my point is, think about it. I thought two things here. If fiber optics were alien technology, then why is this thing plugged into the back of our computer called an Ethernet?
Yeah, good point, man. And then here's the thing. If the mainstream speculation or rumor or theory is that an alien technology, what they really mean is our ancients.
Okay.
They had all this stuff.
It's not the little green guys with seven heads running around and getting in their little saucer shaped.
Look, man, nothing ever has ever came from above us and came down and walked around and flew around. It's impossible. Elon Musk just showed everyone last week. His rocket went finally straight up. We've been waiting for that since the 50s, because they all go like this for a reason, right? The Bermuda dump. I'm talking about, he finally went straight up. I'm like, okay, because we flat earthers, we put a couple up in the last 5-6 years. Of course, it gets no traction, but it hits something every time, about 73 miles up every time, 73 miles stops. No matter what you sent up there, they look up Operation Dominic in the 40s or 50s. They were sending up missiles straight up in the air. Wonder why. And when you watch the footage, it explodes against something. It's nothing's going past our sky, our ocean above. Nothing can get out of here, period. It's the densest form of hydrogen. We can't vibrate on that frequency to get up there. But if you think about it logically, watch Elon's rocket. That's all I'm saying. It just happened, guys. It went straight up and everyone was, oh, look, it exploded. No, it hit the firmament. It hit the ocean. You even see water ripples. You see this explosion of water. What do you think? Just pretend for your audience, because they probably don't know any of this is fact. So I'll say pretend. Pretend the sky is blue because it's a fucking ocean. Okay. What would that look like if you sent a rocket straight up and hit the ocean? Watch Elon Musk. That just happened. That's what it would look like in your mind, and that's what they show you. They've also scraped it many times. Watch Level with me, because I got two of the best. And I think Elon knows. It's a slap in the face, or he just knows. But watch it because it's great. Elon's the only one doing this now. He's scraping the firmament, and it looks like a boat on water, but you're looking up. And you know, if you're looking down from a helicopter on a boat, sailboat, and it's hauling ass, the most powerful motor of all time, you see that. You know, you see the all the water come. It's the same exact thing that they're doing. They're literally surfing above your fucking head, and people are watching it with their eyes, and they're like, "It's in space." I'm like, "Wait a minute, you think that the thing that I can see and the thing you can see, that's in space right now? The craft that I'm looking at is in space." So we could see something the size of a 757, 250 miles away, 200 miles away. I'll even give you 150 miles away. No, you can't. You can barely see a cruising altitude plane.
And that's what, miles, is that 30,000 feet?
On average, 7 to 9 miles up in the sky. This is supposed to be 200 miles away, and it looks maybe 10
that's
miles.
Like from us seeing a plane from here to St. Louis, Randy. I don't think that's going to be possible.
It's the same reason why you can't see the sun forever. It's small, it's close, and it goes away. Just like that plane, it's small, it's close to you, and it goes away. The sun does the same thing. It takes its light with it. Watch the sunset on a cloudy day. The fucking sun, the glow from the sun, are only glowing on 5 clouds around the sun. The rest of the world's supposed to be lit. This whole sky is supposed to be lit up by the sun shining on half the earth. Okay, so why is it bringing its light with it? Why is it following those clouds? Why are the clouds, only the clouds that are glowing, same with the full moon. Watch a full moon at night, cloudy day. Why is it like a spotlight on 4 clouds? But the rest of the sky is darker than shit because it's a local light. It's a small, I think it's being projected in a sense, but that's another day. But listen, man, our cosmology and our history, it's almost the exact opposite of what we were taught as kids, and I'm sick of it. That's all.
Well, speaking of lit, this has to be one of the most lit episodes we've ever done, Randy. It made me think, but I'm still taken back. I'm still thinking of Judy Resnick running out of the classroom.
Not the classroom. She we got her outside walking, I'm assuming walking into her next class or walking into her office. It was like the outside. I don't know if you ever seen Yale, but there's like a section in the middle where you can walk from here to here, and we got her there, and you'll see. But just again, look at her reaction.
And the name of the movie with Judy Resnick is what?
Level With Me. Go to levelwithmefilm.com. Level With Me Film.
How many films have you done that our audience or viewers can go and find and see?
At least 10 to 15. You just go to hibberproductions.com, HIBBELER, productions.com. And I do have 4 or 5 movies on Movies Plus. I recommend Movies Plus to anyone that's going, "I'm sick of supporting Netflix." Okay, go look at Movies Plus. It's 10 times cheaper, has films like mine on it in 4K, has films, I don't know if you're an Alex Jones guy, I'm really not, but his documentaries on there, the QAnon ones on there, not into that either. It's just the point. You're not going to find any of that stuff on Netflix ever. So Movies Plus is the best way to stream it if you like 4K. If you like 1080p, I have them all on my website. You could download them directly to your phone or hard drive or computer. And by all means, I got different topics from chemtrails to trafficking to obviously where we live. And I think that where we live and where we came from are the two most important things for our future. So we know where we're going. And I already covered 3 films on where we live, and where we came from is coming soon, guys.
So your films, Sean, they can be found on Movies Plus. Also, they can be found on HibblerProductions.com. Tell us a little bit about Rockfin also.
Sure. Yeah. Rockfin is a subscription based where you subscribe. I think it's $15 a month. That's their cost. As I, you know, it's nothing new to me. I'm just a content creator there. You know, they help keep my lights on, so I put my stuff on there. And they're a good company. They're freedom of speech type of company. And it's kind of like YouTube, but without the censorship. But it's mainly for podcasting and stuff like that. It's monetization podcasting. I do have free stuff on my Rockfin, as I always will. But in terms of the whole film experience, movie experience, that replacement of Netflix, it's different. You know, with my code... Is my code Hibbler? I think so. It's on my website. My code for Movies Plus is $25 a year. And they have great independent films, and they have B-rated films, meaning like Jessica Biel's newest film. She's done with Hollywood. It ain't going enough. They're done with that shit. It's going to this one. I definitely can't say names right now for many reasons, but let's just say that a huge event's coming soon with myself, Movies Plus, and many big names. I mean, big names that your neighbor would know, including yourself. Like we're putting an event together that's going to be huge and it should be next summer. Maybe I'll come back on before that takes place, but trust me, without even telling me that you remember this day of this conversation, you'll hear about this event before I even tell you. And you go, wait, wasn't he just talking about this event? It's going to be that big. And I don't even want to say who's going to be there and what it is. But Movies Plus is the future of movies, period, in our world. And if you know an independent filmmaker, like say, you know, Stu Peters, I mean, I've taught Stu, but it's just the point. You have a movie, you have a film, you want exposure, put on Movies Plus, because that is one of the only, you can go ahead and research this yourself, one of the only companies that's going up. It's going up. You look at Netflix and Prime and Hulu, they're all going down.
Some of them, if we want to stay on top of the event, Sean, is the best way to do that through Movies Plus or through HibblerProductions.com?
Everything will be on HibblerProductions.com. Go to MyMoviesPlus.com if you just want to break from Amazon, and that's a waste of money. God, those prices. Or Netflix, if you're just kind of like, you feel that disconnect, that hypocritical, like, why am I supporting Tom Hanks? Like, what am I doing? So if you have that feeling in you, then yeah, I would definitely go to Movies Plus. But everything I have in terms of my own work, just me, everything's always going to be on HibblerProductions.com and always will be. So yeah, that's the best place to start. My podcast, I have a podcast. Actually, I have a podcast on Movies Plus now. This is King Bao, Joel Bauman's podcast with me, Bryce Mitchell, and BJ Penn. So, I mean, a legend in the MMA. So I'm on that show now. We're live Thursday nights on Movies Plus. That's going really good. And that's free. That's free. You don't even have to be a $25 a year subscriber to watch that show. We talked about that. I'm like, I need something purely free. This is how we help get people over, because whatever I can do and whoever I could team up with to eliminate Hollywood, eliminate child trafficking, and eliminate government, I'm all about it. I'm all in.
Speaking our language. So if we were to go to HibblerProductions.com, Sean, are all your movies on there? You pay per movie, or do you pay just a 1-year subscription, or how does that work on your own?
That would be Rockfin. So Rockfin is a 1-year subscription fee or a monthly subscription fee, and you get all my work, and then anything I come out with that year you're subscribed, you'd see for free. Movies Plus, again, is that the Netflix replacement.
Okay.
That also has my films in the documentary section.
We are super excited here at Patriots with Grit to announce our brand new store that we just launched. All you have to do is go to patriotswithgrit.com, go over to the shop button, drop down to Patriot Partners, and you're going to find all kinds of awesome American-loving vendors here. You're going to have anything from precious metals to consumer goods to health and wellness to entertainment. Randy, you can even get cheesecakes over here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could eat cheesecake while you're talking on your satellite.
Absolutely. So these vendors, like I said, they love America. They put together an awesome array of products for you guys. You get discounts on most everything. All you have to do is enter the promo code GRIT when you check out, and that'll give you a discount. Plus, it helps awesome shows like ours stay on the air and to get the truth out to Americans all over. Go to our store today, patriotsgrit.com. Go to shop and take advantage of these excellent offers today.
My website is, if you don't want to deal with subscriptions, or you don't even want to deal with, both technically are subscriptions, right? If you don't want to deal with that type of stuff, then most of my films are $2 to $5 max. But I say most of them are $2. And I don't look at them as, because people go, dude, you should have charged $20. No, I'll never do that. Never. No, they'll always be between $2 and $5. And here's why. Quantity. I'm trying to wake people up. I know, right. I have bills, especially in this fucking stupid state. But here's the thing. And this is a bad business model, as I've been told many times, but this is who I am. Every single film that I produce in 4K will always be free 30 days later on YouTube and Rumble. Not in 4K. It'll be in standard def. But my message the knowledge and wisdom that I put out and produce has to be out for free. I can never do some like Quentin Tarantino deal where it's like, oh yeah, just put it on this. Give me $1 million and then that's it. And I don't care who watches it. No, I want everyone to see it. I want everyone to share. I want everyone to absorb it and copy me. Copycats. Where are you? Where's the other filmmakers? Let's go. I can't do this alone. And I just want people to get invested. You can't do that if you just, even if it's $5, you can't, you still, you can't, you have to agree, right? You can't wake up masses with a $5 rental if you're a nobody to them. You can't do that. Even if you're somebody, you still, yeah, I guess that is the Hollywood model, right? You release a movie, you don't get it for free ever. What are you talking about? But this is, it's not about money for me. Right. It's just not. It never has been. I think that's why my lights are still on and I don't have a job in 2 years. I still don't get how. I don't get how. But I wake up and it's rent to pay. I look at my donations. I'm like, how can I pay rent again this month? I don't get it. It's just there, dude. And it's our creator, you know. It definitely is our creator. You know, God is, it has to be involved because there's not, I can't do this without you. Meaning I can't do it without the people. Right. I can't make one more film. I can't do one more trip without you, period. So if the audience is supporting, that means nothing can stop me. The universe protects me at all times. Nothing can get in my way. So I'm on a mission, and instead of always worried and stress of my balance and how am I going to do this next week? Oh my God, next Monday, I need this much. I don't have it. What am I? I stopped that a long time ago, guys. And no matter how many, and I just don't look. I don't look. And somehow, some way, my bills can be paid. It's always right there. I get it. Hey, I'm blessed for that though. I'm blessed for that. My goal in life is just to get that tight feeling a little bit looser. So man, dude, you have no idea what kind of films I want to make. You don't even know what kind of, the people I know, the connections I've already talked to, for whether it's military whistleblowers on chemtrails, they know, they can tell, they can show me what it is and spray it for me. There's things that I can do, you know, what am I going to do? So hopefully Old World Order comes out in this huge fashion, those first 30 days, right? Where everybody's like, that free one, I want to see it today. You know, maybe I make a film that, you know, what if 20,000 people rented it? Okay, now I don't ever have to do a fundraiser again. Right. That would be, oh my God, I could fund my next film myself. Now I feel like a grown man. And that's what the goal is. And then the goal after that is to have a team. But man, when you're a one man band trying to do this and make it and stay stable financially. And now I know why people go to Hollywood and sell out. I know why. Because they're handing you everything on a silver platter. You don't got to work. You don't have to do a fucking thing. And I'm doing everything myself and I will never sell out.
Sean, when in 2024 will Old World Order be ready?
No promises.
March.
Well, that'll give us a ballpark.
If it's anything like the trailer, I'm going to be marking this on my calendar, Randy. All
right. Well, put us on your calendar so when that event comes out, because we'll probably
send you guys never remember. Copy.
It's amazing. Unbelievable.
I send everybody free copies. That's another problem I have, but you know, whatever, man. I'm just, as long as my rent's paid, I don't give a fuck. I'm sick of money. I'm sick of it. But at the same time, you know, doesn't grow on trees. So anyone listening that wants to support, at least get my next trip funded. Just go to owofilm.com and just give a buck. I don't give a fuck. If you get, but my stipulations are, if you give $10 or more, you get the film for free. If you give $20 or more, you get my last three films for free, including Award Order, emailed to you. Right. So you're not donating for nothing, even though it is for something. It's for true history, and it's for an awakening, but you're still getting something in return. Same thing on my website. There's nowhere on my website to really donate. I mean, there might be that one place. No one goes there, and I don't promote it. You don't donate to me on my website. You can't really donate, per se. You can download a film for $2. That's your donation, man. Right. It goes a long way. So I always want to try to give something back. And the handful of people in this business that go, dude, you need to stop making free stuff. You worked a year and a half on this and you're still only charging $5. And then you're making it free. What is your problem? You're going to be broke your whole life. I go, dude, the truth will set all of us free. That's why. But because of that, I know that that's why I wake up every day and I'm okay. And I'm okay. And that's all I can do is ask for those blessings, man. And I'm blessed and I'll continue to bless others. That's all I can do.
That's awesome. Well, man, Sean, thank you so much for coming on here today. We've been anxious to get you on. I know I told Randy, I said, I think Sean's in the witness protection program because he's hard to corral and get a hold of. And
this was a rough week, man. This was a rough week.
For some reason, I don't think he's in the witness protection program now, Randy. So anyway, I just want to say, man, thank you for coming on here and sharing truth. Yep. And what a talent you have. I mean, to be able to do the one thing that got my attention was Fluvid 19, Fluvid 19. When I saw that film, I was like, man, we got to get a hold of this guy. He's talented. He's creative. He's a truth teller. He's a patriot, and he's a person that our audience needs to hear. So, Sean, thank you so much for being on here with Patriots with Grit, and we hope to have you back on for an update on your new films and this event that you have coming up.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
All right.
Thank
you. Take care.
Thanks for watching another exciting episode of Patriots with Grit. We want to keep you informed, so if you would, just go over to patriotswithgrit.com and give us your first name and your email so we can keep you up to date. Also, be sure to subscribe, like, and share so we can keep bringing you truth. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.